Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's a great friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and founder of U-Turn, which is an organization that's helping young careerists get their career off the ground. And he's the author of, co-author of A World Gone Social, and he's our good friend, Mark Babbitt. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always great to be here.
It's good to have you here. So Mark, I had a, folks, we're going to talk about experiences that we've had with hiring people, primarily, I guess, young people, we should say. Mark, you wrote a piece about this, and I wanted to set you up for my experience, so you wouldn't be the only one to get letters from our conversation today. So a young person came to my business, and now obviously I assumed this person would be pretty adept at the internet, right? He's a very young person, right out of college. And came in, sat down, and absolutely knew he knew he was going to be coming in days before he got here, and he absolutely knew nothing about what we did. When I discovered that after about 2 minutes, I sent him home. I said, "Why don't you go find out what we do on your own time, and then come back?" And that's what he did. Can you imagine coming to a business? I mean, we're pretty easy to find. So what do you think? Was I condescending? Was I mean, Mark, by sending him?
Well, I don't know about mean, but
he didn't get to finish the conversation. He didn't get to finish the interview. He was here for two minutes.
Well, we've both been in that boat, Jim. If you come to a job interview, especially with days of advance notice, and when I go to ask you, do you have any questions of me, and your answer is, what is it exactly you guys do here? Then the interview is over. Mm-hmm. And you know, here's the thing. You and I have talked repeatedly about the benefits of social media in today's workplace and our business climates. And I know your audience is, you know, they're thinking about bringing on new help or maybe an intern to help with bandwidth. And one of the best parts about social media is we can find out just about anything on anybody or any company.
Yep.
And to not do your homework, to not walk in prepared, to not walk in with a list of great questions that you found on the internet or a topic that the interviewer, maybe the CEO of the company wrote that week or something to prove that you did your homework, then that's going to be a really short interview.
When they come in like that, and unprepared, seemingly uninterested, do you think they just truly don't know how to do this? They're irritated that they're actually having to ask for something instead of just having it given to them, or do you think it's true ignorance?
Oh, I think it's ignorance, and I don't think it's self-inflicted ignorance. I think our parents, our education system, you know, from K-12 all the way through college, most of us are unaware of what it takes to get a job in today's economy and today's social world, and we're not teaching the basics. We're not mentoring our young talent to succeed. And it's a glaring hole. We see it all the time, not just a U-turn, but a shift.
But is it beyond? Is it what you're running into? What I've seen, this isn't just that they haven't been trained to do a job interview successfully, but they haven't been trained how to engage people.
No, it's you're absolutely right. It goes beyond the homework. It goes to manners. It goes to eye contact. It it goes to poise and confidence. You know, but they're all tied together, Jim. If you walk into an interview and you're not thoroughly prepared, then your handshake's gonna be wet, and you're not gonna have the confidence to make the right, you know, the appropriate amount of eye contact, and you're not gonna have great answers or questions. It's all tied together. But you know, you and I would never walk into a sales call or a potential relationship with a partner in our businesses not being thoroughly prepared for that mm-hmm. conversation, and that's what we expect from people as they enter job interviews. And I'll tell you, from, you know, especially for the small business, you're so busy anyway. You don't have an HR department filtering
right.
out these candidates. We're doing the work ourselves, and so it's frustrating when you dedicate the time to speak to somebody who clearly met the qualifications on their resume. They probably look great online, but then they come in and they're not prepared. It's frustrating.
But you know, we're looking for a breakthrough person, and that's how we hire especially when we're looking for people, you know, that are trying to hire someone in their, you know, in their 20s, early 30s. We're expecting to interview a half a dozen, like the people you described in your blog post, and we're hoping one of them will be the exception. They'll break through. They'll actually have a good handshake. They'll actually know how to dress. They've done their homework. They'll make eye contact. They'll ask me a good question, or come across. You know, we hired somebody once, and this person was a very young person, but she was finishing my sentences, and I thought, this person knows what we do. You know what I mean? When I say she wasn't interrupting, I would barely get a question out of my mouth. She was completely engaged with my question.
Isn't it fun when that happens, Jim?
Oh yeah. She got the job. But we, thank goodness, you know, she wasn't the first one. You know, we'd already interviewed some other people, but if these folks would just put a little effort into it, they would stand out from their peers, wouldn't they?
Well, there's the key, is are we, you know, none of us are going to hire to the lowest common denominator, right? We're all looking for A players.
Right.
We're all looking for the people that can take our ideas, our current model, mm-hmm. current operations, and make them better.
Yep.
We're all looking for somebody that can look at our customers in the eye, give that firm, confident handshake, mm-hmm. and imply to the customer, I'm new here, but I got this.
We're going to continue this with Mark Babbitt. I got some more questions for him. A little bit different angle after these messages on how to onboard somebody, how to hire them, interview them, and hire them, get them working for you. 20 After. The book is called A World Gone Social. Mark Babbitt is the co-author. 20 After.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.